Listen to God's word now from the New Testament, from the book of Ephesians, the third chapter, writings of the Apostle Paul, verses 14 through 19. Listen to God's word. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through His Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Saturday is Valentine's Day, but don't be like the guy who year in and year out never told his wife that he loved her. Just never said it. Finally, out of exasperation, one time his wife said to him, "Why do you never say the words, 'I love you'?" He said, "Well, I told you I loved you on our wedding day, and I've never taken it back, so what more do you want?" Okay. Men especially, don't be like that. Valentine's Day, anniversaries, birthdays, special events are important opportunities to express our love and to receive expressions of love, to know that we are loved. Take every opportunity. Take every opportunity to express love. In the children's sermon, we sang that wonderful little children's hymn that's in our hymnal, "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know," and there's a story that you have to tell me if this is true, Clifford. You know where I'm going. Karl Barth, the greatest theologian of the 20th century at the University of Chicago, was asked one time, "What's the deepest, most profound theological thought that he could express?" Is it true or is it apocryphal? So it must have been true. Well, there you go. Barth responded with these words, greatest theologian. You read his stuff, you can barely comprehend it. That's how deep and thick and he is. He said these words, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." Very simple, but yet very profound. Both the Apostle Paul in the passage I read and David, the king and psalmist, remind us of God's love in wonderful, wonderful language. This language of both of these passages of Scripture, the language of Paul in the third chapter of Ephesians, talking about the riches of God's glory, and that He would grant us strength in the inner being, that Christ would dwell in our hearts through faith, and then that we would be rooted and grounded in love. And Paul prays for us that we would have power to understand how much God loves us. He doesn't pray that we would just know that God loves us. He prays that we would actually have the power to comprehend something of how much God loves us. What is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that we would be filled with all the fullness of God. When we know the love of God, it's like being filled with all the fullness of God. Eugene Peterson, in his translation, modern English translation called The Message, translates this passage like this. These are his words. My response is to get down on my knees before the Father, this magnificent Father who parcels out all heaven and earth, and I ask him to strengthen you by his Spirit, not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength, that Christ may live in you as you open the door and invite him in. I ask that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all Christians the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. Reach out and experience the breadth, test its length, plumb its depths, rise to the heights, live full lives, full in the fullness of God. The extravagant dimensions of God's love. I love that phrase. The extravagant dimensions of God's love. David the king and psalmist wants us to know something of the extravagant dimensions of God's love. I think Psalm 103 is absolutely one of my favorite passages in the Scripture. We have been over this ground before. We have looked at this psalm before. We have celebrated the dimensions of God's love portrayed so beautifully, poetically for us under the inspiration of God's Spirit through King David, the psalmist, before. But to be reminded, every opportunity that we have, like Valentine's Day, like birthdays, like anniversaries, how much we are loved. Listen to King David. He tells us to bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, to bless God's holy name. And he lists some of the benefits of knowing God. He forgives all of our iniquity. He heals our diseases. He redeems our life. He crowns us with steadfast love and mercy. He satisfies us with good so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. He works vindication and justice. He is merciful and gracious. And then these dimensions. As David the psalmist stretches the limits of language conceptually so that we would get some grasp. We've been over it before. I'm not going to dwell on these dimensions, but just remind us of them. For as the heavens are high above the earth. Just think of that. As the heavens are high above the earth, so great is God's steadfast love toward those who fear him. Take that in just for a moment. As high as the heavens are above the earth, that cannot contain the love that God has for you and for me and all God's people. As far as the east is from the West. That's how far he removes our transgressions from us. That's the horizontal dimension of God's forgiveness based on God's love for us. We are loved. We are forgiven. Do we take it in every week when one of us who stands over there after we confess our sin publicly, and we have the assurance of pardon, which we should never have a confession of sin without the assurance of pardon. We are forgiven. You get that? We're forgiven. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The past is finished and gone. Everything becomes new. That's how much we are loved. That's how much we are forgiven. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. We've looked at the vertical dimension of God's love, as high as the heavens are above the earth, the horizontal dimension of God's forgiveness, As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. We might call this the linear, even though it's oxymoronic to talk about linear time and eternity within the same thing. But all eternity past, all eternity future, the steadfast love of the Lord is with us. God's love never, ever, ever leaves us. We may not always feel it. We may not always acknowledge it. We may even have a heck of a hard time accepting it and receiving it. But how our lives would change if we lived in it. If we woke up every day knowing that we are loved by God in dimensions that stretch the ability to express in language. If we woke up every day and knew that we were forgiven, and that what we could do as we go about our change, it would just of necessity change. And then after all of these kind of dimensions, he says this: as a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. It's a very technical thing that's going on here. The word for compassion that's used here is a very rare Hebrew word. It's used only one other time in the scripture, and I won't go all through all the particulars of it, but it is a feminine imagery. It means from the womb. From the womb. From a mother's womb. God the Father has compassion on his children like a mother who feels it from the womb. Brennan Manning, in his book Lion and Lamb, the Relentless Tenderness of Jesus, quotes Henry Nouwen, famous priest and writer, who says this: it, meaning the word that the Apostle Paul uses for Jesus having compassion, is related to the word for compassion in the Hebrew, which refers to the womb of God, of Yahweh. Compassion is such a deep, central, and powerful emotion in Jesus that it can only be described as a movement of the womb of God. There are the divine tenderness and gentleness lies hidden. There all the divine tenderness and gentleness lies hidden. There God is father and mother, brother and sister, son and daughter. There all feelings, emotions, and passions are one in divine love. One writer has said that, let me find my notes, this is the New Interpreter Study Bible, says, as a father shows motherly compassion for his children. If you've read the best-selling book, The Shack, written by William Young, you'll know that this imagery is combined as he portrays an encounter of an individual with the Trinity, and that the father figure, God the Father, who is actually called Papa in the book, is portrayed as an African-American woman, a large African-American woman who is called Papa. It's the mixing of images. It's the mixing of this in an attempt to try to portray it. Well, I don't really have to say much more. That's really all I wanted to do, to rehearse this. It's like a Valentine's Day. It's like a card that says what you in some ways expect it to say, but need to be reminded of it, that we are loved, in the words of Eugene Patterson, the extravagant dimensions of God's love for us in Jesus Christ. So this Valentine's Day, express love. And may love be expressed to you. And even if nobody else gives you a Valentine, even if there is nobody else in the world to tell you that they love you, may you know. May you know the extravagant dimensions of God's love in Christ for you. May you also know that nothing in any dimension can keep God from loving you. These other words with which I close from the Apostle Paul, from the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.